USA Radio News.
Today at the G7, after months of negotiations, President Trump joined the leaders of Mexico and Canada to sign the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement.
We're gathered together this afternoon for a very historic occasion, the signing ceremony for a brand new trade deal, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement.
Alaska is dealing with a 7.0 magnitude earthquake that rocked much of the region. The quake struck just north of Anchorage at 8:30 a.m. local time. Steve Strait is the owner of KEDI Radio, which is also a USA Radio News affiliate. He says the aftershocks continued for quite a long time.
40 seconds later, there was another earthquake, almost as big. For the next 90 minutes, there was just earthquake after earthquake of aftershock.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker did issue a disaster declaration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The world's largest hotel chain is the latest company to suffer a data breach, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Marriott says someone breached its Starwood guest reservation database and that its potentially exposed information belonging to over 500 million of its guests. The hotel chain says it discovered the breach last week and is taking steps to fix the security breakdown. Marriott says the database included information on guests who'd made reservations at Starwood hotels on or before September 10th of this year. Some of the compromised info includes credit and debit card numbers and their expiration dates. Marriott has set up a website and a call center to answer questions about the breach. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Car makers, buyers, and enthusiasts are gathering at the LA Convention Center today for the 2018 LA Auto Show. The automakers will be releasing some of their latest and greatest models. The show runs through December 9th, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
Paul Ryan was elected to Congress in 1998 to represent Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. Ryan decided not to run for re-election in 2018, and on Thursday, the Speaker of the House gave his final speech from the House floor.
I am immensely grateful to the people of southern Wisconsin for their trust and their confidence. I've always had this thing about calling the people I represent not my constituents, but my employers. It's the way I've always thought of this. And I think it's important that we as members understand that we work for the people and not the other way around, that we are in this to make a difference for them. We work every day to keep that obligation, especially actually when it comes to constituent service. It is the lifeblood of the work we do here as representatives. And it's something that goes unreported, but it's extremely important, extremely valuable, and very gratifying. Any success that we have had is really, in my case, due to our humble and our hard-working staff. I have had the chance to work for and to work with the very best people. I really have. Before I was a member, I was a part of a legion of Hill staffers. I was a staffer here before I got elected as a member. I started as an intern in the mailroom, and I worked my way on up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.